Day two of mandatory minicamp on another hot Florida afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-90s, the highest of the year so far here on the First Coast. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The off-season program coming to a close. This is day two of three in the mandatory minicamp. The team walked through on the field this morning. It was about a 40-minute walkthrough. They returned to the field this afternoon, a full two-hour-plus session. It was the same setup as yesterday. League rules allow an early walkthrough during this mandatory time. We did get our first look at new quarterback Mike Kafka today. The Jaguars won Kafka off waivers from New England yesterday, and they made room on the roster by releasing tight end Matt Veldman. The Patriots cut Kafka Monday to make room for Tim Tebow. Kafka was a fourth-round selection of the Eagles in 2010 and has played in four career games. The Eagles waived him during final preseason cuts a year ago, and the Patriots signed him in January of this year. The third-year quarterback said he's looking forward to the competition here in Jacksonville.
All I'm going to focus on is where I'm at right now and today. So, you know, today was day one. Going to go get back into the playbook and get my lift done and, you know, just focus on what I have to do to get better. It's great. I'm really thankful to be here. I'm happy to be here. And so now it's time to get to work.
Of course, the Jaguars now have five quarterbacks on this roster, four of them on the field. Jordan Rodgers still off to the side recovering from sports hernia surgery. So that breeds quite a competition under center here in Jacksonville. We've heard from Blaine Gabbert before practice today as well. The coaching staff isn't quite ready to name a depth chart for this position. Gabbert, though, could be the leader. He has that ability to run and throw while on the run. Chad Henne, though, has experience in the league. He's been a starter in the NFL for a long time. With only a few hours really left in this offseason program, Gabbert again discussed that competition under center.
I'm worried about the things that I control. I'm worried about myself and the guys that are out there on the field with me, and just let my play speak for itself. I think every quarterback in the NFL has to have that self-confidence, and that can never waver, because you never know what happens. The decision's in their hands, but what you do on the field affects their decision. So I'm just going to go out there and put my best foot forward and keep improving every day.
And again, expect to hear a starter at the quarterback position named sometime in the preseason. Well, let's hear from the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. He's talking about the Leo defensive end, Jason Babin, who is coming off surgery on his groin just a couple of weeks ago. He's expected to be back in time for the preseason. If that's the case, Osier says the Jaguars might have found a pass rush.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And of the many unknowns around the Jaguars entering 2013, perhaps the most intriguing is Jason Babin. In 7 months, he has gone from the waiver wire to being counted on to revive a long-dormant pass rush. A two-time Pro Bowl selection, Babin is a prototypical outside speed rusher. As such, Gus Bradley and defensive line coach Todd Wash installed him immediately in the Leo role, a hybrid end linebacker position whose role is simple, pressure the quarterback. When Babin has been good in his NFL career, he has been very, very good. He had 12 sacks with Tennessee in 2010 and 18 with the Eagles in 2011. Last season, he had 7 splitting time between Philly and Jacksonville. Babin boosted the pass rush after joining the Jaguars last season. And when asked about the Leo role a few weeks ago, he said it fits his style perfectly. The Jaguars have spent the past several seasons looking for a pass rush. It's a top priority short and long term for Gus Bradley and David Caldwell. If the Leo fits Babin as well as he and the team believe, the short-term solution may already be on the roster.
Believe it or not, at 33 years of age, that was Babin's first ever surgical procedure. And we'll see how he responds in the next few weeks. He seems very confident in his chances to return. The Jaguars finish out the offseason program tomorrow morning. It's an 11 a.m. start here on the Florida Blue practice fields. That practice is open to the public, parking available in lots J, M, and N. If you can't make it, we'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. With Inside the Jaguars, this is J.P. Shadrick.